This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Unemployment and income inequality are increasing all over the world. Trade unionists continue to be murdered. And in many countries, workers are denied basic human rights. Those are some of the conclusions presented in the annual report on human and trade union rights produced by the International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC. The report covers 87 countries. The ITUC is the top labor body in the world. Sharon Burrow is the ITUC's General Secretary.
We are more worried today about trade union violations, about attacks on collective bargaining, about the rights, the wages, the working conditions, the dignity and respect of decent work for workers in almost every country than we have been for some time. The global crisis, which of course is now 5 years on, nearly 6 years in, has allowed the orthodox forces who want to deregulate labour markets, who want to dismiss unions, who want to see collective bargaining smashed, to actually have a much greater presence in our midst than they had just a few years ago. And the attacks are no longer just in the developing world or the isolated conservative government. They are, in fact, global. If you could have sat here even 3 years ago and said that labour rights, collective bargaining, the very heart of unionism would be under attack in Europe, we would have said, that's not possible. That's not possible. Instead, we have seen the austerity forces drive not just cuts in social protection, in wages, of course the massive loss of jobs, but we've seen the orthodoxy of structural reform, which is simply code for flexible labour markets at best and at worst the total decimation of collective bargaining rights. So the power of the Troika, the international, the IMF, the World Bank, the European Union, the European Commission, the OECD, these organisations, in part or in whole, have decided that their solution for a stable future, for stable global economies, for decent work, for the future for our children and grandchildren, is in fact to attack the fundamental rights that this House actually stands for. So we have to fight back. There's no question about that. Workers know that their future and the decent work we aspire to for our children and grandchildren depends on the very essence of fundamental rights to actually bargain, to establish legislative frameworks for not just rights, but in fact the outcomes that those rights deliver.
Stephen Benedict is the director of the ITUC's Human and Trade Union Rights Department. I asked him to outline the major trends described in the report.
They are very concerning. The attacks against workers overall has increased. We notice that in more than half of the countries that we have reviewed, workers have been thrown out of jobs because of their trade union activity. We notice that the level of threats and interference by governments in trade union affairs have increased. Assassinations, but not only assassinations, violence in the workplace against workers and trade unionists, threats, the level of threats in particular over the last couple of years has continued to increase significantly. So all of these show that the situation for workers in the countries around the world is worsening.
If you were to pick a country out of the 87 in the report where trade union and human rights are most violated, what would that country be?
Guatemala comes to the top. Right now, Guatemala is without doubt the worst country to be a trade unionist in, to put one's head above that of anyone else and declare oneself to want to represent workers' interests is virtually an act of incredible bravery.
And what about the situation in Qatar?
The situation in Qatar is in a different way as dramatic. It is dramatic because more than a million people coming from poor countries make their way in difficult conditions, pay to go there to find some kind of economic relief, only to be to find themselves in conditions of quasi-slavery. So there is no doubt that the international trade union movement must take on this fight head on.
One of the countries highlighted in the report on the abuse of human and trade union rights is Fiji. Felix Anthony is the national secretary of the Fiji Trades Union Congress.
Fiji is a military dictatorship currently and has been since 2006. But since 2009, we've seen this dictatorship attempting to crush the trade union movement in Fiji, and this is done mostly by the imposition of decrees that have come in, which actually take away workers' fundamental rights, including collective bargaining, the right to organize, freedom of association, and also actually canceling all collective agreements that have existed for decades in place by just simply a decree. And this is mostly in the civil service, the government-owned enterprises, foreign-owned banks, the airlines, and even in areas where the government has no interest at all. What we see all over the country at the moment is that employers are using the current situation to try and impose unilateral terms and conditions of employment, individual contracts. What we also have is decrees that actually restrict trade union activity to hold meetings. We also don't have a free media in Fiji currently, and all we read and see and hear is propaganda from the regime itself. Of course, our struggle is not only trade union. Our struggle is also to get back to democracy in Fiji, and this has proved to be much more difficult than initially thought.
Another country where human and trade union rights are being grossly violated is Swaziland. Swaziland is ruled by a dictator king. Here is Madudusi Jina, the first Deputy Secretary General of the Trade Union Congress of Swaziland, Tukuswa.
The workers of Swaziland are so appreciative and remain indebted to the ITUC, its regions and affiliates, for the solidarity that they have always provided all these years, more specifically during trying moments. The Trade Union Congress of Swaziland was deregistered 2 months after its registration by the government on claims that the laws of the country do not provide for the registration of federations. Yet, in reality, the government is against the merger of the then two national centers, which was the SFTU and the SFL. The government is, in fact, completely against any form of freedom of association and assembly, as even political parties were banned by the monarchy, who is currently holding absolute powers. Comrade Chair, the Trade Union Congress of Swaziland is the only national center of trade unions in Swaziland and is growing in bounds despite the challenges. The Federation has developed a strategy to organize more members into its sectoral unions. The strategy includes amalgamation of unions in similar sectors and recruitment of new members. The strategy has yielded results specifically in the public sector, where substantial ground is being covered in the recruitment of new members. 11 unions will be merged to form 2 strong, viable and trustworthy unions in the manufacturing, retail, textile, as well as in the transport and communication sectors. All systems are in place for their respective founding congresses to be held during the months July and September 2013.
And that's it. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity forever.